B-Pod Studios.
O'clock hour, Mike Mussinelli show, and this show's flown by today. 5 o'clock hour is brought to you by God at Door and Window. God at Door and Window has extended their big winter sale for one more month. Receive 40% off all windows and doors in February. You just have about a week left, so call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit them online at goguida.com. All right, so we're continuing the Harper chat. The Sixers have gotten a pass today. Frankly, they win, but you know, another game they almost frittered away. I can't complain too much about them frittering away a game that they actually won, but there were some things that played out in the end that weren't satisfactory to me coaching wise. So we'll continue to follow the Sixers. When Embiid gets back, we can get a full evaluation of how good they really are. Some news today in the NFL that always troublesome Randy Gregory. Got suspended indefinitely. Fourth violation. Been banned by the league four times, this dude.
He's helped them. He helped them last year. He helped them against the Eagles. You got to figure that's at least a year now on number four.
Yeah, substance abuse again. Oh, well.
I wonder if it's marijuana again, because they claim that he had some undiagnosed anxiety and the marijuana helped him. Mm-hmm. Now, the rules are the rules.
Yep.
But what I will say, it would be disappointing to me personally, knowing what we know about prescription pills versus marijuana, that they would prefer for him to take the prescription pills instead if it really is for the untreated anxiety. Yeah. I just personally, I get the rules and I get he's a cowboy, mm-hmm. but are we sure that pills are better? Because nothing right. doesn't help him.
Okay. Let's go to the phones. Mike Wilmington, 97.5 The Fanatic, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
What's up, bud?
Thanks for taking my call.
How you doing?
Nothing. So, you know, the Harper thing. So, first of all, you're 100% right about, you know, the money thing as it relates to, like, if you don't want him at this point and it's about money, then I don't know what the hell you're even a fan for in the first place. I really don't get it. Like, it's not personal. But what's really bothering me is the fact that the Phillies are going to come out of this no matter what. If they get him or they don't get him, with pie on their face. They're going to look terrible at this point.
Why? But if they get him, they're not going to look terrible.
Well, I mean, for those of us that like can short-term it and be like, oh, this makes it a better team, we can go for a World Series fun. But as the Philly front office, it looks like they cowered it down. It looks like they got dragged through the mud until they eventually gave in.
Well, who cares? Why would we care about that as long as you get the player? That's what I'm saying. Like you're creating something. I don't think it really is there. The only thing that should matter to the people that he's in the lineup. Who cares what? Like there's nothing lingering if they sign him.
Well, I agree with you. Clearly, there's a lot of people that don't. But
how could people like? I don't understand what you're getting at. Like what the Phillies sign him and what is going to be the reaction of certain people?
Again, this is not about Harper. Or the team at all. I'm saying that the front office have botched this from the gate. They had,
but they didn't botch it. If they got him, they didn't botch it. But what the only thing that's important is if they got him. So like, what did they botch if they got him?
They botched it because they waited this long and dragged it out.
Well, who cares? What does that matter? Anything? They got the player. I don't understand what you're talking. I don't get what you're trying to create a problem that's not there. The only thing that matters is if they get him. We're not going to care like they went through a process to get him. They got the player. I don't understand that call. Jeremy in Virginia, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jeremy.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
What's up, Jeremy?
Hey, first-time caller. Just want to correct one thing that was on the air earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Lewisburg is in Union County, Pennsylvania.
Lewisburg is in Union County, okay.
I went to Lewisburg High School.
Mm-hmm.
Actually played high school football games at Bucknell University.
All righty.
But at any rate, that was just, I just mm-hmm. wanted to put that in. What I really want to talk about is I'm about to drive off the road with all this Bryce Harper. He's not worth mm-hmm. it. It's all the funny stuff. It's making me crazy. It's like you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it. The Phillies have planned for this and now they're not willing to put the money out for it. What else are you going to spend that money on?
Well, again, we don't know if they're unwilling to put up the money. My instincts tell me that they haven't been willing to get to make him the highest paid player in baseball. That's just my instincts telling me that. I don't know that for a fact. If we find out that they did and they still like jerk them around, then obviously that takes the Phillies off the hook.
Right. And how much harder now? I mean, these things keep happening. Machado gets signed. Arenado signs his big contract. It keeps putting them over a barrel.
It does.
It does.
Done. Unless they have valued, and they're going to stick to their evaluation, that he's worth less than Machado and Arenado, and they're not willing to pay him more than those two players. They have the right to do that. They also have the right to get blasted by their fan base for doing that.
And I think they will. They should.
There is no question about it that they will.
Absolutely.
If they draw a line in the sand now and say it was too high for our values, then bang, they're going to get slammed. I mean, that goes without saying. But this whole thing is all part of negotiation. So who cares if Scott Boras at the end of the day beat up the Phillies? Do we really care? I don't care. Scott Boras bargained well enough to get the highest paid contract in the history of the game for his player. It's all part of negotiations. Am I going to care that the Phillies had to bend over? Hell no. Let's go to Matt Maniunk. Matt, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Matt.
Yo, Mike, I never told you this before, but my now wife was intoxicated at the pee years ago, and she snaked my photo opportunity with you.
She did what with the photo opportunity?
I saw you at the pee. You were there with John Clark. This was maybe like 8 years ago before I had kids.
Oh, okay.
With my girlfriend at the time.
Okay.
And I see and I'm like, yo, that's Mike Mist, the guy that I always talk about. It's on the radio that I love.
Yeah.
She sees you. She's a little drunk and she goes, oh, she comes walking over. You're Mike. You're kind of famous, right? You're famous and you're humble and modest. She goes, can I get a picture with you? And she knew I wanted the picture. She asked me to take a picture of you and her, which you graciously do. I have the picture. She's not a sports fan, unfortunately. But anyway, and then Johnny Clark pulled you away, and you were off. But I just thought I'd tell you that.
Why didn't you get in the picture?
You know what? You guys were busy, but you were real gracious. But I figured I would get the opportunity at some point.
Oh, okay. All right.
Anyway.
Yes.
About this Harper thing. Here's the one. I kind of agree with what you're saying, but I disagree a tiny bit, only because I think if it means that much to the Phillies, I mean, obviously these opt-out clauses are somewhat accurate just because it happened to Arenado and Machado. So if the Phillies don't want him opting out, the way I see it is just what is Bryce Harper's or Boras's point where there's no opt-out? Is it $400 million? If that's what it is and he can't opt out, then that's what they have to give him.
Yeah, well, I don't know what the opt-out situation is. Everybody is concerned that the collective bargaining agreement is going to change the landscape of contracts. And so they want the opportunity to take advantage of the advantages of a new collective bargaining agreement. That's hence the opt-out after 3 years. So it may be standard equipment in these contracts. I don't know. And the Phillies just have to play by the rules. They know what's going on. They know this new collective bargaining agreement is coming up the pike. So they can't worry about the opt-out clause. If they have to put it in there, they have to put it in there.
But if they really, truly don't want to put it in for 3 years, and that's what it is, they just have to overpay because they need to get Harper to solidify this lineup to have a shot at the World
They need
Series.
To do anything they need to do to get the contract. Right. They can't say at this point, well, we can't give you the opt-out. They have to. They're backed into a corner now. They have to, or they don't get the player. And if they don't get the player and they think there's not going to be a reaction to that, they're misguided. Certainly, they've been around long enough to know that this fan base is going to be disappointed extremely.
It's going to lower the shot at the playoffs significantly. You know, one quick question. Mm-hmm. Are you worried about the Sixers' turnovers going into the playoffs coming up? Because I'm bugging out about all these
turnovers. The Sixers need not to turn the ball over. And I don't understand it. A lot of it comes from Simmons because he's too much in a hurry. And I don't know what I can do about that to slow him down. It's a general maturity. He's going to have to slow him down. But they carelessly throw the ball. Like J.J. Redick turns the ball over more than a guy who's smart enough. And he should know better. T.J. McConnell turns it over a ton. You know? I don't understand the turnovers. It's just a matter of being secure with the basketball and making right decisions. We'll see what happens. Graf and Media, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Graf.
Hey, Mike, how many of these people are going to care when they're cracking open beers in October, getting ready to go into CBT to watch some playoff baseball?
I don't understand, Graf, the concept of he's not worth it. Okay, then what's worth it? Well, you tell me what's worth it, and maybe we can walk hand in hand here.
I've taken a lot of time to just sit back and listen to everyone's take on it professionally-wise, mm-hmm. like just professional takes on it. Your take, others' takes, everyone. We live in a world now where who knows where the information's coming from and what information's false, what information's fact, whatever. Mm-hmm. All I know is the guy is going to get you into the playoffs. He is going to give you a shot at the dance, and he's going to give you the ability to win a World Series. It's been over 10 years now since we've had that opportunity. Mm-hmm. I'm ready for another one. I don't care how much money they throw at the guy. I don't care if there's a third-year option. I really don't. Because in the long run, if they do decide that they want to throw as much money as possible at him, front-load mm-hmm. the contract, and there is a three-year option for him to be able to walk away from it, if they're winning games and getting into the playoffs,
he's not walking away.
The opportunity, he's not.
He's not walking away. You're right. You're absolutely right. That's the guarantee on keeping them. Be good.
Exactly. If you can be good. And it's like these same people who argue about Bryce Harper and not being worth the money mm-hmm. are the same ones who talk negatively about the upcoming Jimmy Butler contract.
Exactly. Jimmy Butler, the same thing. If he doesn't want to stay with this team, that's a winning team. And it remains to be seen whether they're going to be a winning team. That's the guarantee of him walking. Be good. Now, the people that say, he's not worth it. What do you exactly get out of that premise that he's not worth it? What do you personally get out of it? You know what you get? You get a lesser team. You get a lesser team that's probably not good enough to make the playoffs. So what's the rationale behind you saying that he's not worth it? Are they going to say, well, we didn't sign him. And you know what? And you're going to get a big package of cash in the mail. We're going to give every fan here in the Delaware Valley $1,000 because he wasn't worth it. Are you going to get that? No, you're not getting anything. All you're doing by saying he's not worth it is you're getting a lesser team. Chris in Williamstown, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Chris.
Like, you know who these people remind me of? You know, if Bob Gibson was pitching today, he'd be getting 40, and they would have to sign Antetokounmpo over to him. Like, right? I mean, mm-hmm. I just feel like, what the heck is wrong with people?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, sure, I mean, like, it's not coming out of their pocket. I mean, you know, it's like, they're a bunch of haters. They're, you know what? This guy, he's in a great position, great ball player, and he's about to cash in.
Yeah, he is.
And possibly put us in the playoffs. Wow, how weird is that?
Yeah, well, again, I don't understand. Like,
if Sandy Koufax was touching Mike today, how much money he'd have to make?
Yeah, well, I don't know about it. You can't go back way back in time.
I mean, no, but have you heard those guys like that? You know,
I hear you. Yeah, the prices are, guess what? They're only going to go higher. The revenues are high. For this baseball, that's really falling apart. Baseball's really falling apart. The revenues are higher than ever, and they're paying more than ever. Yeah, it's really falling apart.
Mike, we're giving Pete Rose $700,000 a year? Mm-hmm. What, are you crazy?
Yeah, no, I get you. Anthony, North Delaware, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Anthony.
Hey, Mike and Miss, how it's good. It's an honor to talk to you, man. It's the first time I'm calling you.
Thanks, buddy.
Hey, just a quick thing about the Bryce Park. It's insane that people are thinking where is he going to sign? It's exhausting, actually, to tell you the truth.
Mm-hmm.
It's just exhausting.
Yeah.
And okay, fine. He'll get somewhere. He'll be somewhere. Mm-hmm. We just got to wait to find out.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to switch topics on that real quick.
Yes.
Did you see the report about Russell Wilson wanting to leave the Seattle Seahawks and maybe go to the Giants?
Yep. The New York Giants, yeah.
How about Russell Wilson with Odell Beckham and Saquon?
Yeah, they'd be good. They'd be a good offensive team. They'd be a good team.
That's a topic to talk about in the future, but not right now because we got the Bryce thing going on.
I mean,
but
how many years does Russell Wilson have left? Has he got a lot of years left?
Maybe about two.
What is he? He's about 31? Russell Wilson?
About 31, so is maybe he? Like 2-3 years.
Yeah, he'll still. I mean, I'm talking about the Russell Wilson. Like, how long will he stay that mobile Russell Wilson? Like, how many? What shelf life is on that?
They'll be good.
They certainly might make the Giants, if they improve their defense, they might make them the favorite in the division.
But he can develop into a pocket. I never know.
Yeah, he's throwing enough from the pocket.
But all jokes aside, I see Bryce signing by Friday, but who knows where.
Okay. All right. Well, as long as he signs and we go down next Thursday, I'm good.
Yeah. Well, Russell Wilson might also be saying that because he's up for a new deal. And leverage.
Of course, you know what I'll be doing. If they sign Harper, where will I be when we get there? Where will I be? Where will I be viewed?
You'll be down there.
Down there. Right up against the cage.
Right up against that cage.
Where I'll be peeping.
Right up against the cage.
Looking at that BP.
Look at BP. You know what? I should post, or I'm going to tweet out the picture of you watching batting practice last year with your eyes glazed over.
Yeah, I'm a hoops guy find out Mike's been lying.
I saw the halo over his head as he was watching.
I'm a studier of hitting.
Right. It mesmerizes you.
Yeah.
More than anything basketball.
He was looking at it like he saw the most beautiful woman he'd ever seen in his life. That's what you were entranced.
Who was I watching at the time? I was watching Hoskins.
And how calm his hands
and
are.
A simple approach. Yeah.
I'm going to tweet out that picture.
Lance in Arizona. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Lance.
Hey, Mike.
What's up, Lance?
I view it this way. The Phillies could have not had the Dodgers got into this if they would have just raised their offer and gave him what he wanted. And now you risk, because the Dodgers know Aaron Nola is not going to be there. They know they have to wait until Trout is the next big hitter, because Paul Goldschmidt's likely going to re-sign with St. Louis Cardinals. Mm-hmm. Now you have two big free agents. Lindor might not make it to free agency next year. So there's no big players until 2021.
Mm-hmm.
And now they realize that, and they're like, you know what? For 1 year, we have to pay the luxury tax, but after that, their salary goes all the way down. I think they're at like $102 million next year,
mm-hmm.
so they can afford to pay Bryce Harper next year and not hit the salary cap or the luxury tax. So to me, the Phillies were like, hey, we'll just keep with our offer, not budge. It eventually caught up to you, because the market played out for Scott Boras better than he could have imagined when Arenado signed today.
Yep.
That was huge.
Yeah, that was. But see, that's something you have to anticipate, though. See, that's something they should know. They should know that he was in negotiations with the Rockies, and it could end up at that kind of money. They're not fooling anybody. I mean, they're all plugged in on what's going on with agents.
Oh, it was out there that he was negotiating contracts.
Yeah, exactly. And so they know where the money was going. It was all gone north.
To me, and not only that, I look at the Phillies this way. If Matt Klintak has a player evaluation, how do you know he doesn't have a player evaluation for Mike Trout when he's 29 years old? And he said, I don't really want to go over $375 million. And then the Yankees come in and say, you know what, you're not going to do that? We'll give him $500 million.
Well, the Red Sox would be a player for Trout. Everybody would be a player for Trout, but especially Red Sox and Yankees. That's why that Trout thing was always a pipe dream to me.
Yeah, that's the same thing. That I don't get this. Everyone's like, just wait for him. There's going to be so many players in that market. He's not going to take just less just to come home to Philadelphia.
Yep.
I'm sorry, but the Yankees are the Yankees for a reason. They'll overpay if they have to.
See, we have a tendency to get very provincial here, and we see Mike Trout, and he likes Philadelphia sports. So we go, you must want to play here. That's not really the way it works in reality, though. And it doesn't work if you're management and you have the best player in the game. You can't justify to your fan base, even though that fan base is a little iffy out there in Orange County, that, we're just going to let the best player in the game walk. So now is when they act. And all these players, like this Lindor agent, all these teams know, okay, this is going great. That's only going to go higher because Trout is going to be the highest ever. So we got to get in now for all of these guys. And the Angels are even saying, if we wait to try to get Trout in 1 year or even two, we're going to pay $45 million a year. So let's right now pay 35. Or let's play 40. Because it could get to 50. Now, if you're the player, you don't turn down $40 million a year. People say, well, you're not going to win with the Angels. But still, you don't turn that down because that's guaranteed coin. And you never know what can happen in 2 years. You could get hurt, and that would reduce your value. No player. You have to be an idiot to turn down $40 million a year for 10 years where you got $400 million guaranteed for the rest of your life just because you want to. You don't think California Angels are going to win. Jeff in Bethlehem, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jeff.
Hey, how's it going, Mike?
What's up, Jeff?
Long time.
Thanks, buddy.
Not much. I'm just wondering about, in the beginning of the offseason, they said they were going to spend stupid money if necessary.
Yeah, the owner said
and
that. The same owner that went there, flew his private jet, and apparently had a cup of tea with him and got back on the plane and didn't sign him.
Right, but they already knew Harper turned down a 10-year, $300 million contract, and now they don't want to go to $300 million. It just doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't make any sense, but they're thinking that they value their player. So they figured Machado's worth more. We weren't willing to go to 300 for Machado, so we're certainly not willing to go to 300 for Trout. But now they're caught in chains a little bit. Man, you know, they can't get out of their way.
I mean, the fan base is just going to kill them. I mean, I'd rather not watch baseball if they're not going to sign Harper because
But you know what? People will still come out. It's a nice team.
They'll come out.
It's going to be a nice team to watch. It's not like they're going to be dreck. But the difference between a team that can win and a team that now has to really fight their butt off to compete to win is different.
I know. It just doesn't look good when you tease the fan base like that and then you don't follow
through. Oh, I hear you. I definitely hear you. All right, man.
All right, Mike. Good talking to you.
You got it. By the way, that actor from Lycoming College.
Oh, did you find out his name?
His name is Peter Onorati.
Oh.
And he actually was an all-league wide receiver at Lycoming College.
Oh, look at that.
There you go.
So he could play.
So my buddy played with him on the same squad. That's how I knew him.
Oh, okay. And then he ended up in Goodfellas.
Go right into the acting world.
And he went in the acting world after.
See Lycoming that people, college athletics help you succeed in life.
He's been Mike Missanelli. If you look at his IMDb, he's been in a million things, Law and Order, this, you know, this show, that show, like a million TV jobs that those guys usually have to make a living by getting TV job after TV job and getting going rate.
Yeah, but that keeps them in the union, too, so their medical benefits are 100% covered.
Look at that.
So it's nice.
It's like ours.
No.
(laughs) 610-632-0975. Mike Missanelli Show, 97.5 The Fanatic.
A win is a win. This Fanatic Sports Update is brought to you by Robbins Diamonds and Tax-Free Delaware with thousands of rings and self-serve cases and no sales tax versus the 8% tax in Philly. Robbins Delaware Diamonds. Sixers inched out a win over the Pelicans last night, 111-110. Boban Marjanovic was injured during the game. An MRI done on his knee today came back negative and revealed there was no fracture. Reports state he is not expected to miss much time. Both he and Joel Embiid are out Thursday night against Oklahoma City. He has not been reevaluated. Newest Flyer Ryan Hartman skated a practice day. He'll play tonight when the team faces the Sabres at home. You can hear that game on the Fanatic at 7. Our Flyers weekly show leads you into the game beginning at 6. Bryce Harper watch continues around Major League Baseball. The Rockies are finalizing an 8-year contract extension with third baseman Nolan Arenado worth more than $255 million. The deal includes an opt-out after 3 years. Stick with the Fanatic for all breaking free agency news. At Tires Plus, they give you options and recommendations so you can choose what works best for you and your car. They keep you in the driver's seat. We know you're busy, so we made it even easier for you to hear any of our shows that you missed. Go to 97.5thefanatic.com or download the Fanatic app for our daily Best of Show podcast. I'm Natalie Eganoff for 97.5 The Fanatic.
Mike Missanelli
on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Well, it's Mike.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
On the Fanatic.
Brought to you by Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, where you're more than a customer, you're family. Visit FamilyAutos.com.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
The Sixers score 5 points in the final 5 minutes of the game. That's not five baskets. That's 5 points. And I'm thinking, am I really mad at Brett in this? I can't look at Brett Brown, especially for the last 2 minutes of that game, and go, oh, Brett sucks. He's terrible. Jimmy Butler shouldn't have to be told, slow the ball down.
Middays with Gargano and Mertedis.
He didn't need Joel Embiid to beat that team by 20 last night. Did he need that? Did he need a coach that can understand what time and place is? Jonah Bolden shooting a three with 20 seconds left on the shot clock is inexcusable.
All these great players and star players, it's great on paper, but getting it together on the floor is one thing. And the coach right now seems befuddled on how to do it.
Mike Missinelli Show.
The Phillies just don't want to pay the $300 million and above. They just don't want to do it. And if that's the case, and then they are being delinquent to you, and that's what you should be mad about. Not Scott Boras, not Bryce Harper. Now, you can elect not to pay a superstar, and you can elect not to win.
Listen all day, every day to 97.5 The Fanatic. The voice of the Philly sports fan.
Final Twitter poll of the night. Brought to us by Paul B. Moyer & Sons. Final poll numbers. I don't know what they're going to show, but they were pro-Bryce earlier today. Anyway, Paul B. Moyer & Sons. Snow blowers, generators, small engines. They've got every part for every machine in stock when you need it. Moyer will help keep you going this winter time. Miss Natalie.
A record. 5,300 votes. Oh, I don't think we've had 5,300 votes on a poll.
5,300 votes on the Twitter poll.
Yeah. In I don't think ever. Are you comfortable now paying over $33 million a year or more for Bryce Harper? 77% say yes.
Whoa,
23% say no.
77%, Phillies. We just did your market research. Spending money or you'll have hell to pay.
Pretty much.
Oh, so the dude that we're talking about, the Lycoming actor dude who we got thrown to the lions and Goodfellas, is currently on This Is Us?
Yep.
He's Jack's dad on This Is Us?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't watch the show.
I don't watch the show either. It's kind of a chick show.
It's a big show, though.
It's a chick show, though, right?
I don't know.
Mike, I think maybe you might like it.
I've watched it a couple times.
Yeah.
It's more of a chick show, though.
I watched the first two seasons, and then it just got too crazy for me.
The guy Milo...
Milo Ventimiglia.
Who was in Rocky.
Yes.
The son in Rocky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's in
That's his baby. Mm-hmm. And Mandy Moore, right?
Yes. She's actually fantastic in it.
Yeah. Mandy Moore's beautiful.
Yeah.
She's a beautiful, pretty face woman.
Yes, now she is.
Got separated from that terrible husband of hers.
Who is she married
to? Ryan Adams guy. Apparently he was abusive.
Ryan Adams, the musician.
And he's in a lot of trouble now.
Yes,
got pulled from the radio. He's been, and he was very bad to her. She had to go to rehab because of the abuse to break the cycle.
What?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know this.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
She just went to rehab at the time, and then she's recently revealed the reason why was because this guy was terrible. And she knew that she needed to get help so she could break the cycle. So she wouldn't end up dating the same kind of guy. We all know women that date guys like that over and over again.
I got two Ryan Adams CDs. I guess they're gone.
Gotta go.
All right. Brian in Delaware, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Brian.
Mikey Miss, what's up, my brother?
What's up, Brian?
Man, we haven't talked since football.
Been a long time, man. How you doing?
Yeah, but you know, I'm always listening, man. All is well. And before I chime in with my Bryce Harper comment, you know I always make this annual call regarding high school basketball playoffs. I'm heading down to Temple. They got two games in the semifinals here. You got the 2-seed Coatesville taking on the 3-seed Lower Marion.
Ooh, and Lower Marion, my home school, my home squad. Lower Marion's got. Well, I'm going to pick an upset. I'm going to set the line. Coatesville 4, but I'm picking Lower Marion outright in the game.
Outright.
Yeah. Now we were talking about Roman LaSalle yesterday. I said I would have made Roman the favorite, and we never got around to setting the line. But Roman spanked LaSalle yesterday.
Here's the other one. Here's the one I'm most concerned about. My Abington Galloping Ghosts.
Yep.
The number one seed.
Uh-huh.
Playing a 4-seed Penridge.
Oh, they'll smoke Penridge. I got Abington giving 15 in that game.
Ooh, I love it.
With Eric Dixon headed to Villanova.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Uh-huh. Thank you, my brother. That's good. Hey, listen, I support your perspective regarding Bryce Harper. It's not my money, all right? But if you can bring this guy on board, I mean, wow, will that really just elevate our interest in baseball? I mean, look, ultimately, if the team is winning, we're willing to pay.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go support the baseball team. But you know, if they sign him, that essentially will give the Phillies a pass the next season. And I'm not expecting to go out and spend crazy money. Just go and make this deal right now. Make it happen.
I hear you, Brian.
All right.
All right,
take care, my brother.
Thanks, man. Was that good? Is that the right selection? Going to Laura Marion now, right?
From what I read and read, yeah, I haven't seen these squads play.
Well, the Cutsville's the higher seed.
Yeah, but I don't trust their competition based on what I read.
You don't trust the competition?
Nope.
All right. I think Laura Marion's got a big dude. If I'm not mistaken. I read that somewhere.
No.
Yeah, 6'8 kid, I think.
Well, that's a big advantage.
Yeah.
Now, it makes me feel a little old. Isn't it Lynn Greer Jr. who's dominating on the high school level now?
Lynn Greer Jr. plays for Haverford School, I think.
Yeah, isn't he playing at a really high level now?
Yeah, he's a good player. They have a couple good players on that team.
Oh, it makes me feel old.
Because you went to, Lynn Greer was in his heyday when you were in college?
Yeah, I think I see how old he is. But it's just, I don't know. It's freaking me out a little bit.
Yeah. Well, here's what happens. Usually guys have kids, and those kids grow up.
No,
that's what the way it works normally.
Yeah.
Oh, he's back at Roman Catholic.
Oh, he's at Roman?
Yeah, and then he went off yesterday.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, that's okay, what.
So he beat LaSalle.
Yeah. And that's what throws me off. And now they're talking about he has...
Right, well, somebody goes to Haverford School, it's pretty good, too.
Yeah, well, I'm saying he transferred back, and now it looks like he's going to go to Louisville.
Oh, Lynn Greer Jr. is going to Louisville?
Well, the third.
Really?
Yeah, Lynn Greer the third, yeah.
Oh,
He has a ton of offers.
Offers from Florida, Iowa, Miami, Oregon. Wow. I mean, a bunch of offers.
St. Joe's,
yes,
Penn State, Temple,
Wake Forest. But it looks like it says, I'm reading the recruiting thing, Louisville's the favorite right now.
Well, how's Penn State expect to get in there? If schools like Louisville are involved.
Well, you got to still make the offer.
Well, you know, you bail out of that. You can't be Louisville.
Well, Temple made the offer.
It's like when you look at the polls and they say you're not going to win, you drop out.
No, the reason he might be cool on them is there's currently 5 committed point guards at Penn State. So
really?
Why? Yeah.
Now they're not any good?
Well, there's only 3 on Louisville's whole roster.
Oh, okay.
So, less competition.
Let's go to Norm in Florida. Norm, you're on 97.5.
Hey.
What's up, Norm?
Yeah, hi, Mikey. I have first-time caller.
Thanks, buddy.
I'm going to kind of back you up on what you've been saying.
Yeah.
First of all, the Phillies signed a contract with Comcast a few years ago for $1.5 billion. They get
billion. Oh, it's $1.5 billion. Okay. It's $1.5 billion.
Yeah, yeah. That's
what that's pretty good, cheese.
Yeah, so they're guaranteed $150 just to start, and that doesn't count advertising and concessions and parking and all that.
Yeah, they're doing fine.
Money's not a problem. What people have to understand is if you add a Bryce Harper to a team like the Phillies, with the way they're composed right now, it makes the entire team better because it takes the pressure off of some of the other guys like Reese and any of the home run hitters, that they will be able to have a bad day and not worry about it.
Right.
And it makes the whole team better.
You got it.
I've been around a long time. I'm living in Florida 20 years. I retired from Bensalem. And I've been a Phillies fan all my life. And people have to understand that if you only have 1 or 2 stars on a team, it's no good.
I hear you.
Reese Hopkins gets pitched around all the times the way it was last year. That won't happen this year.
I agree. Right, you put him right in a 3-hole. Right in a 3-hole. You leave him right there the whole year. You don't have to worry about your lineup.
And the other thing as far as what his value is, in economics, the value of an item is based upon what someone is willing to pay.
That's right, going rate.
If the Phillies are willing to pay, I personally don't think it's that the Phillies didn't put up the money. I think that Boris is trying to milk the market as much as he possibly can to get whatever he can get.
All right, brother. I appreciate your call from Florida, Norm. Yeah, Mir Mir goes to Harford School.
And he's headed to St. Joe's, and then there's another kid there.
Jamir Nelson Jr. going to St. Joe's?
Yep.
Is he?
Yeah. And now, and Harford School also has a LaSalle recruit, so they got a couple of Division I level guys on that squad.
That's it?
What do you mean that's it?
St. Joe LaSalle?
I'm just going by what the people who know more than me are saying.
I mean, not to put the schools down and find schools, but I thought they were a bigger time than that.
Nelson, I thought, had bigger offers. He might be wanting, I think he's going there because he wants to go there. That happens sometimes.
All right, now, Penn State's getting another Roman Catholic kid, right?
I heard that. What's that kid's name, though?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Figure it out here. Roman Catholic basketball roster. So Lindgren plays for Roman Catholic.
Yeah, he went off last night, according. Mark Jackson was telling me last night, now that I think about it, yeah.
Okay. All right. 610, no, we're done phone calls. Coming up is Sound Off, which is 610-771-9705. That's coming up next right here on 97.5 The Fanatic, Mike Missinelli Show.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
On 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Time for you to sound off.
Sound off. You gotta be faking me. What is the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
Oh, you don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's get going. Sound off.
All right, it's time for Sound Off. 610-771-9705 is the Sound Off line. You got something to say, you check in. Today, big news, Nolan Allen Arenado kind of set a new plateau for yearly salaries for a baseball player. He also had the Sixers last night holding on to win a one-point win over New Orleans Pelicans. Let's see what we got today.
Shane Harper today, on your list there that you had of the top players, top outfielders, quite frankly, I put Harper right behind Trout because he'll be playing in this ballpark. Mookie Betts, great player. Yelich, great player. I'll take Harper over both of them because he'll hit 50 bombs.
50? Might be a little much hit 50 bombs for Bryce Harper. I'll take 45 max.
I want to ask you something real fast, yes. Mike. He's 26.
Mm-hmm.
And there are people that are saying, oh, what if he doesn't get any better? Do you think there's a chance that he has not yet hit his prime yet, being that he's 26 years old?
Yeah, I think he's going to hit more home runs here. So I think he is probably at his optimum strength and the best ballpark to hit 45-plus home runs right here.
You know who stands the most to lose with this Bryce Harper deal if it falls through? Baseball writer Bob Nightingale. This guy's been banging the Phillies drum since day one, saying we're going to get him. If this doesn't happen, I mean, he has like 15 tweets out saying the Phillies are going to sign him. Man, he's going to look pretty bad if Bryce doesn't sign here.
They all do. I mean, they're all the same. Tweets, I got this information that the Phillies are going to blah, blah, blah. Yeah, everybody's more ready to scramble over each other to put a tweet out that they're ahead of the story, and none of them are.
This team, what can I say? It starts with coaching. I don't think Brett's the right guy for this team. You can't let these leads just continue to build and then we're winning games by 1 point, losing games by 1 point. Like, I mean, they won tonight, but come on, Mike. This stuff keeps happening. You gotta look at the coach.
There's some foolish things went on in the end of that game. But again, it doesn't matter when you win the game. When you lose the game and it costs you a game, that's when the mistakes are, glistening.
I am so sick of so many people defending Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler is supposed to be this alpha. He can't create offense. He's being timid. He's being soft, taking off plays. Yes, he had a block that helped fuel the game last night. But leading up to it, we had missed free throws. We had missed shots. He's supposed to be this clutch player in the fourth. He has not shown up against a good team.
No, he has made some good plays in the fourth quarter in a lot of games. He just needs to do more of that earlier in games and be the alpha. I think he's deferring, and, you know, he kind of saves energy and makes some things happen in the fourth quarter. When you know, he can get anywhere he wants. He can get to the basket anytime he wants. And when he gets in there, he can float it, he can bank it, he can, you know, power dribble, get to the rim. And there's a lot of things he can be doing better. And he is deferring, and I don't understand it.
When Jimmy Butler first came to the Sixers, he was what they wanted him to be. He had those two big game winners. He was scoring big points. But guess what happened? Joel Embiid started to complain. And once he started complaining about where he wasn't getting used right and this and that, then you saw Jimmy Butler change.
It's Embiid's fault. Comes back down to Embiid, Tyrone. You don't like that when they blame Joe.
Well, what? He hasn't even played the last three games. No, no, how did that
be? No, he's saying since Joe squawked about, you know, like not getting the ball when Jimmy first got here, Jimmy has deferred.
Jimmy hit a game winner against the Nets after Joel complained. That happened after he complained.
Yeah, listen, the bottom line is I expect more from Jimmy Butler. I don't know if you do. I expect more from him.
I expect more from him, but I'm not blaming Embiid, who didn't even play. He doesn't have to defer, even if that was true. Why has he deferred the last three games when Joel's not in there? No reason to defer then.
All right.
Two glaring problems I see with the Sixers are the same problems I saw back when we were a 15-win team, one of which is the turnover issue, and it seems to be the exact same as it was 3 years ago. These players are young, but they're seasoned at this point, and the way they have a total lack of care for how they handle the ball is it's embarrassing.
Well, part of it is that Brett Brown wants to play fast. And when you want to play fast, you're going to turn the ball over. But there are some silly turnovers where here's a turnover that should never happen. Ben Simmons gets trapped in the air, kicks it back out to a guy, and he kicks it out to a defender. Like, those are the type of things where you're in no man's land, and it's a bailout pass. And it's the bailout passes that drive me crazy to turn the turnovers.
I am so sick and tired of Bryce Harper stuff. It's driving me nuts. Every day I wake up, I look online. I try to figure out what the hell's going on. It's killing me. Just please, Bryce, make up a decision already. Please, do us a favor.
Yeah, but see, that's your fault for getting sucked into the drama of the whole thing instead of saying, listen, the Phillies have to make it happen. And, you know, you got to stop blaming the other side for dragging it out, because they're dragging it out for a legitimate reason. The legitimate reason is they want to be the highest priced player in the game. And we knew that from the jump. And the Phillies seem to be the ones squawking at that. So that's who you should be mad at. All right, close it down, bro.
That's the best of the best today of SoundArt. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com.
You got a beef?
I don't like
what are the
because I don't like
their brain. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets up.
All right, sound off, 610-771-9705 for future reference. Coming up tonight, we got some hockey right here on 975 The Fanatic. The Flyers and the Buffalo Sabres. Aren't the Sabres ahead of them in the pecking order right now? Sabres a little bit ahead of the Flyers in the pecking order, trying to make that last playoff. So we'll have the Flyers Weekly Show. Martinez and Chris Therrien lead you right into Flyers hockey. And then the aftermath, Joe Torti. Keep it right here at 975 The Fanatic. Everybody have a great rest of the night, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.